Yeah, copy that. But anyway, yeah, I'm like I said, the documentaries for me, I think, you know, things that not so much change the course of history, like things, like I say, the Kennedy assassinations or anything else, but other things. There was a race driver back in 1976 by the name of Niki Lauda that crashed and was really badly burned. I mean, he was given last rites. His whole upper body was just nothing but crust. And he survived, and he was back in a race car within 6 weeks. Big miracle story. He just passed away just a couple of years ago after having a lung transplant from his injuries. But, you know, and there were documentaries of his accident. There's, you know, his own testimony of what happened and everything else. Recreation, all that stuff that you would see in documentaries. And then after he passed away, his wife kind of released a journal of stuff we didn't know, what he went through, and whether or not he was going to get the lung transplant. And I was glued to that whole story to survive an incident like he did. And he scarred internally and externally for life and lived to be late 70s, early 80s, something like that. Again, those are the kind of things that interest me. Anyway, I'm leaving space for Sean. I haven't heard him yet, so, and I have not seen him pull up yet. So, back to you. We'll play the Jeopardy theme while we're waiting.
Yeah, by the way, your audio is getting really low. Like, I'm getting so I can't hear you today because the volume is all the way up.